This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Across the country, Episcopal churches are breaking with their bishops. The dispute is about church authority and doctrine, but it's also about the consecration 2 years ago of Gene Robinson, an openly gay man, as the Bishop of New Hampshire. Christ Church Episcopal in Overland Park, Kansas, is the latest to leave the fold. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Christ Church is one of the largest and wealthiest parishes in the Kansas Episcopal Diocese. Outside, it's a typical suburban Episcopal church, built during the post-war suburban boom, a modest brick and wood building framed by gardens and trees. Inside, it's anything but a classic Episcopal service. There are candles and crosses and ministers wearing traditional vestments. But instead of an organ and choir, most services here feature contemporary music. A video screen over the altar provides images and text and contributes to a multimedia religious experience.
I believe, I do believe, truly I believe.
Ron McCrary has been the rector here at Christ Church Episcopal for 15 years. He's charismatic and well-liked, and church attendance shows it. The congregation has steadily grown, and the church is now building a second campus on 40 acres several miles west of here. Reverend McCrary walks through the church as he preaches his sermon, using a wireless mic. He spoke on Sunday about the results of the recent vote. 80% of parishioners supported church leaders in their decision to break away from the Episcopal Church. Even so, McCrary said, it was no time to celebrate.
Because I know that a lot of people are really hurting over this decision. It's a difficult day for the Diocese of Kansas to lose this congregation.
Reverend McCrary says his congregation is conservative in its religious beliefs and feels that the national church has strayed too far to the left. The Episcopal Church is perhaps the most liberal province of the worldwide Anglican Communion. Many of the culture wars erupting in the church are about scriptural authority, just how the Bible must be interpreted. They've involved divorce, the ordination of women, and changes in the church's Book of Common Prayer, and they've been going on for years. But McCrary says the election of Gene Robinson, an openly gay man, as the Bishop of New Hampshire, forced them to act.
It played a very small but catalytic role. It confirmed for us our assessment that the Episcopal Church was departing from historic biblical Anglican Christianity.
Here at Christ Church, more than 800 parishioners voted to support McCrary and separate from the Episcopal Church. But that leaves more than 200 others with a difficult decision. Terry Hoyland voted against separation. He's among those struggling to decide whether to leave or remain.
People say, well, I've been a cradle Episcopalian. That's an expression that people use. So the idea that they can no longer wear that label is troubling to a lot of people. But there's a broader issue, and the broader issue is, what is it that Jesus would want us to do when facing these problems?
And Hoyland believes it would not be to break away from the National Episcopal Church. The separation will also be hard on the Kansas Diocese. Although Christ Church is one of 50 Episcopal churches in the state, it provided a sixth of the diocese's annual income. Bishop Dean Wolfe says the diocese has already made cuts to some ministries, and more are likely. One bright spot is that the separation was accomplished amicably, without the lawsuits and public acrimony that have been seen elsewhere. But that's not to say there isn't lingering bitterness. Bishop Wolfe thinks it's no coincidence that over the last several months, congregations in Los Angeles, Alabama, Arizona, and Connecticut have all broken with their bishops.
There has been some organized activities to try to leave the Episcopal Church with resources. And it's pretty clear that some of this has been in the works for a while.
Wolfe points to an organization of conservative Episcopal churches and dioceses called the Anglican Communion Network. But at Christ Church in Overland Park, Kansas, Pastor Ron McCrary denies that his church's decision to separate was part of any coordinated effort to set up an alternative Anglican church in America. After services last Sunday, vestry board member Peter Dunn said the recent vote was not so much about separating from the American church as it was about joining other like-minded Anglicans around the world.
There are 77 million Anglicans in the world, and the Episcopal Church is 2 million. In 1960, the Episcopal Church was 6 million members. Today it's 2. By the time this thing's done, it'll be 1. Our church has tripled in the last 7 or 8 years. Who's God blessing?
By this time next week, the church in Overland Park will be called Christ Church Anglican. Eventually, Ron McCrary says, he hopes to affiliate with a conservative Anglican bishop outside of this country. One often mentioned is one far from the U.S. debate, Henry Arambe, the Archbishop of Uganda. Greg Allen, NPR News.